This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome in everybody to Betting Weekly, the Liga MX podcast. I'm Cooper and my co-host next to me is RJ as always. And this show is brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. We're ready to get into it. We're excited to be back. We're coming off a perfect, an undefeated week, I would say. One win, one push, which we're happy with that. We'll take that every single week if we can get it. Mm-hmm. If we can, you know, win one and push one every week, we're going to be making a lot of money. So, excited to be here. How you doing, RJ?
I'm doing well, Cooper. Yeah. Like you said, profit is profit. We've been doing really well with the Champions League and, you know, with the Liga MX season now coming into, week day eight or match day eight, we're starting to get a better handle on, you know, how teams are performing, who's consistent, who's not. And, I think it's only going to come to benefit us here. So yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're about 40% of the way through this this Liga MX season. So we're starting to feel like, you know, we're seeing the board a little more clearly, I would say. A little bit less craziness going on the last couple of weeks, which has been nice. Kind of starting to see some results that we're expecting, I guess you could say. But last week was probably should have been 2-0, but you know, again, we'll take it. You know, a push is not the end of the world. If you want to start us off with your play, go ahead and get into it.
Yeah, I'll kick us off. So just like the last couple weeks, or at least last week here, I'm going with one play this weekend. It's going to be on Sunday at 10:05 p.m. Eastern time. I'm looking at Tigres versus Santos Laguna. I'm looking at over 2.5 here at -120. And one of the reasons, so Tigres is going to be missing a key defender in this match. Jesus Angulo got a red card early last week. And he's going to be out, which he's one of their key defenders back there. And Tigres is, in my opinion, going to bring sort of an all-out attack. And the reason why I feel like they need to is, you know, they're coming off their first loss in five matches, the first loss since the week one. And Santos Laguna is just high-flying right now. They've handled business last weekend against Cruz Azul, winning 4-0. They have a youngster by the name of Eduardo Aguirre. Yep. He's been logging a lot of minutes over the last three matches. His minutes have been increasing, and I expect him to, you know, he's locking up a place in that lineup up top, and I expect him to be a factor in this match. He ended up scoring last match against last weekend as well. So the match that they played last week, they logged 17 shots, 9 of those were on net. This is Santos Laguna now, 17 shots, 9 on net. That's pretty efficient, especially in Liga MX. That was good to see. And Tigres, like I said, is coming off their first loss since opening match day, having won 5 straight prior to that. So, you know, their matches, to be truthful though, Tigres, that is, their matches have been low scoring. And you know, looking at the numbers or looking at the recent score lines, only one of those has seen over 2.5 goals to start this season. But because they lost last week, which is their first loss in 5 matches, they come back home. They're facing Santos Laguna, who's in pretty nice form right now. 4-0 win against Cruz Azul. And they won the prior week against Atlas, who's kind of struggling at the moment, but they're not a bad team. They just don't have things figured out at the moment. So I expect both teams to score here. And as I said, with Santos in an improving, consistent form over the last few matches, Tigres hungry after a loss, in my opinion, this has the making of a few goals.
Yeah, and I think you kind of hit the nail on the head with the motivation factor going into this one, because that has been a question mark for so many of these matches for us. When we're looking at the Liga MX board, we're going, Is this team going to come out and be motivated? Are they going to come out and play? And that's been kind of up in the air for a lot of these matches, unfortunately, early in the season. You know, it's been a little bit drab, I guess, around the league as far as the effort level. And so I do think that that's an important thing to consider when you're trying to handicap a match in Mexico at the moment. I also was looking at Santos Laguna's last match, you know, 4-0 win at home against Cruz Azul, which is impressive, mm-hmm. really good. You love a team, you know, being confident in their attack if you're targeting an over. But you mentioned Angulo being out for Tigres defensively.
Yes.
Well, Alan Cervantes is Santos Laguna's stud central holding midfielder. And he got hurt last match, and it's questionable whether he will be able to return for this match. If he's out, that's even better, because then you exactly. got two key defensive players potentially out for this match. You know, this is at 2.5. I told you before the show, I like this spot because I think Santos Laguna should be confident and let it rip. And Tigres is fully capable of carrying this total. I'm not saying they will score 3 goals by themselves, but Tigres is definitely capable of it. So yeah, good spot here. I did think when these two teams, I saw these two teams matched up, I thought 2.5 was a good price because, you know, we're interested in that over, obviously, but I do think it's also telling. It's one of the only totals on the board in Mexico that's not 2.25.
Right. Yeah. And that was something I looked at. I tried to find some lower totals that were intriguing, but none of them were, to be honest. I think one of the matches is Juarez versus Pachuca, and that's like over 2.
Yeah.
Didn't look very intriguing, you know, with a deeper dive. So yeah, in my opinion, this is the best total on the board. As you know, I don't like taking unders unless I have like good statistics to base that on.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to root for a boring match, at least in my opinion. So let's see some goals here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Looking forward to this one. Also, you know, got a little extra skin in the game with this one, since we did send out Santos Laguna as a future at like 25-1 or something pre-match. I said if there was one team that could be a dark horse that's a long shot, you know, Santos Laguna does have some pedigree and they're well coached and they have good depth, you know, so I could see that team getting hot and potentially making a run, at least to the point where you might have a hedge opportunity. So right. But yeah, great look there. Looking to keep the wins rolling in Liga MX. I will get to my play, which is going to be, I'm going back to my, I can't officially call them a wagon because there have been mixed results with this team, but they have been pretty good to me this season. I'm going to go with Club León first half team total over 0.5. And that's at -132. They're going to be at home here against Mazatlan. So Club León coming off a 1-5 loss at Monterrey, which obviously that's not a great scoreline, but this Club León team is a lot different at home than they are on the road. And also everybody's getting their butt kicked by Monterrey at the moment. So they seem to be kind of the class of the league, playing up there in the heat. Monterrey is not an easy place to play. Nope. And that was evident, you know, going by this scoreline and some of the game that I was able to watch. This is León's fourth home match here. You know, this León team, they're fourth in expected goals. Their leading scorer is Lucas Diorio, the Liga MX newcomer from the Chilean league, from Everton Del Mar. We've talked about him a little bit. He's really tall. He's really fast. He kind of makes this attack go for León, and they're averaging over 2 goals a game at home this year. So again, like being home is a big deal for this León team. You look at their home score lines, 3-3 versus Pumas with a red card, 3-2 last week versus Club America. That game got wild. Mm-hmm. Obviously Club America, one of the most prestigious teams in the league and one of the most talented defensive teams in the league, regardless of their current standing on the table. But and then they had kind of a dud. They lost 1-0 versus Toluca, but they had two red cards in that game. So red cards have been weird this year, not just for the league, but for León. They've had four red cards in their last six. So hopefully they've gotten all their red cards out of the way and the refs are done abusing this León team. But
one can only hope.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just absolutely exhausted with the red cards, but no suspensions for this León team. So they'll have a clean bill of health, no suspensions. And again, to kind of circle back here, you know, the clear edge is they're playing at home, which is great. They always come out of the, or very often they come out of the gates with, you know, with some motivation, with some fire. And then the second edge for me is their opponent. Mazatlan is just dreadful. I mean, they're clearly one of the worst teams in the league. This is a team that relied on their defense last year to sneak into the playoffs, and they didn't add any big guys in the attack. It's kind of the same team. They still look tired from last year. It's like when you play defense first constantly all the time, those guys, they want to be rewarded, and Mazatlan didn't add anybody in their attack. So they just kind of seem out of balance. They're 18th out of 18th, tied for Querétaro and expected goals allowed in Liga MX. So, you know, it's not just me saying that, but the analytics agree with me that this team is tired, or they're just not gelling at this point. They look really bad. So to go on the road here against León, I could definitely see León opening up the scoring in the first half.
Yeah, I agree with you. As we talked about, I like a lot of plays in this match, right? But in lieu of trying not to have all of our eggs in one basket, so to speak,
yeah,
I stayed away. But honestly, I like minus 0.75 in Asian handicapping for León. I like over one in the first half at minus 128, and I actually like total. But I think, you know, I like your look. I like your look because I agree. I think they're going to come out. Mazatlan's going to get caught in their heels or on the road. They're dreadful. And I could see León taking a 1-0 lead into the half very easily. So,
right.
Like I said, I like a lot in this play, but I certainly like your look as well.
Yeah. And also kind of to piggyback off what we were talking about with your play, this is a spot that I wanted to target a team that I felt like was going to be motivated. León's almost always motivated at home. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for them to bounce back after that loss on the road versus Monterrey. And then also Mazatlan, like, they haven't really played any real, you know, powerful squads on the road this year. They haven't played Monterrey yet. They haven't played Toluca yet. They haven't played Club America yet.
Yep.
They really haven't played anybody. The best team they played on the road this year was Pachuca. And Pachuca still hasn't woken up this year. Nope. So not really the same Pachuca squad that we saw last year make that run. But anyway, so yeah, two more plays for you guys this week. And hopefully we can keep the wins going. Like RJ mentioned, we're on an 8-1 heater in Champions League. We will be back. Hopefully have that show posted by the weekend this week. If we can get it recorded early for you guys, we will try to get a little more airtime on that one. But really having a good time right now doing the shows. We appreciate everybody tuning in, and make sure that you guys hit the thumbs up. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel. I need to remind you guys that you can follow us on Because We Win on Twitter for some behind the scenes actions, maybe even some extra free winners. And RJ, you have anything else?
No, I'm ready to go, Cooper. Looking forward to the weekend here. I like that we're slimming down. You know, we never will force plays, especially early in the season. I like one play each. That could change, but right now it's working. So we should just stick with it. And I'm looking forward to the weekend here.
Me too, absolutely. Okay, well, I appreciate everybody tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.